Welcome to the Ideas Lab Predictor podcast from the University of Birmingham. In each edition, we hear from an expert in a different field who gives us insider information on key trends, upcoming events, and what they think the near future holds.
Today, I'm with Dr. Anna Phillips, who's a Roberts Research Fellow in the School of Sport and Exercise Sciences at Birmingham University. Welcome, Anna.
Hiya.
Now, I know that by 2020, one in five of the British population is going to be 65 or older, which is where you come in.
Yeah, I think this is quite an important thing, and it's something that people are seeing in the news at the moment, that the ageing population is really growing. And by 2050, this could actually rise to one in 2.5 people will be aged over 65 years. And the problem with that is that people are living for longer, but unfortunately, they're not necessarily healthier for longer. So this kind of is where research comes into it in terms of what can we do about that.
So it's about improving people's quality of life as they get older.
Yeah, absolutely. And understanding why they might be less healthy in those final years.
And although you're in the School of Sport and Exercise Sciences, you are actually a psychologist.
I am a psychologist. I'm a health psychologist. So I work mainly in two areas. One is called psychoneuroimmunology, which is just a complicated way of saying how psychological factors like stress interact with your central nervous system and your immune system to influence your health. And I also work in the field of cardiovascular psychophysiology, where we're quite interested in how people's hearts respond when they meet stress in everyday life.
And you've just got, I'm going to do this right at the top, a hot off the press study.
Yeah, that's looking at bereavement. We've been interested in this for a little while. I did a study a couple of years ago where we found that older people who had had a bereavement in the year prior to vaccination actually had a poorer vaccination response. And this was to the flu vaccine. So this is one that older people are getting every year, and they need to be protected against the latest strains of flu. And those individuals who'd had the stress of bereavement had much lower protection against flu. And this got us thinking that obviously bereavement is something that is quite common to older people. And we wondered what were the different mechanisms by which people who've had a bereavement might go on to have ill health. Because, you know, you often hear that somebody's partner's died and actually they don't live for very long afterwards.
Yes, yeah.
Often one of the things that happens with older people after bereavement is they go down with pneumonia. And pneumonia is quite a key killer of older people. So sort of moving on from the flu research, we started thinking, well, what about this protection against pneumonia? Is there something about the stress of bereavement that actually means people are more likely to catch pneumonia? And we got interested in looking at the effects of bereavement on this cell called the neutrophil. And the neutrophil's key job is to fight off bacteria, particularly ones like pneumonia. Mm-hmm. So what we wanted to see was, if you'd had a recent bereavement, did this mean that your cells, your neutrophil cells, are not working as well? And in fact, that is what we've just found. So we've compared older adults, all aged over 65 years, who'd had a bereavement in the past 2 months, compared to age and sex matched controls. So those are people who've not had a bereavement in the past 2 months. And what we found is that the neutrophils of the bereaved people were not able to produce as many superoxides, which is like a chemical that they use to kill pneumonia-like bacteria. So it seems that the stress of bereavement means that these individuals, their cells are not working in the way that they should be to help them resist infectious disease.
And this builds on work you've done in general about the impact of stress on our immune systems, because it's not just flu and it's not just bereavement, is it?
Yeah, we've found quite a few psychological or behavioural factors that seem to affect people's immune systems, particularly when they're ageing. One thing that we've found is that people who are not married, or people, in fact, who are married but don't have very good marital quality, are also at more risk of not having a good vaccination response. And that leads into, you know, what could we actually do about this? If we understand how these factors affect the immune system, we can perhaps start looking at interventions. We've also taken an interest in people who are caregiving. So in an older group, this would be caregiving for a spouse with dementia. And in a younger group, it might be parental caregivers of children with developmental disabilities like autism. And it seems that stress can actually accelerate the aging of your immune system and mean that you're more likely to catch infectious diseases. In our younger parental caregivers, we've shown that they had a poorer antibody response to vaccination. And the next step with that is we're going to look again at this cell, the neutrophil, and see whether its function differs between caregivers and non-caregivers and how that changes when you're an older caregiver compared to being a younger caregiver.
So these are really occasions when life's kicked you in the teeth and basically gearing up to give you another kick, something bad's happened to you, and then the likelihood it is your immune system is down and some kind of illness might
Absolutely. So it's leaving you quite vulnerable. In fact, we've found there's quite a few situations that do this for you in life. I mean, one thing that you might be aware of is that older people are at risk of having a fall. And often after they've had a fall, they might fracture their hip. And this is really bad news in terms of your physical frailty and returning to normal life. But it actually has a massive effect on your immune system. And again, this is working with the medical school where they've already found that the cells that we're interested in the immune system aren't working as well after a hip fracture. Now, we think that this is even worse if you then add stress into the equation. And unfortunately, what happens to a lot of patients when they've had a hip fracture, particularly the ones aged over 65, is that they become depressed for a variety of reasons, partly to do with what's going on physiologically in their system and partly because of the awful situation. We think that these depressed individuals are going to have the worst immune outcomes and in terms of, you know, needing to return to hospital because of infection and possibly even mortality, because mortality is quite high after hip fracture anyway. So this is a study we've currently got going on in several West Midlands hospitals, and it looks like our hypothesis is probably going to be right. And again, that leads you into thinking, what can be done about this? What support can you give so that you can tackle both the depression and improve these people's quality of life, but also boost their immunity while they're at this really risky stage where they're more likely to go down with infections?
So potentially your work could have a really positive impact on people at a time when they're pretty low.
This sort of work is the first step, really, trying to understand the mechanisms, how things like stress or depression get inside the body. One of the things that we're learning is that it can even influence different levels of hormones within the body that then impact on the immune system. And that's actually giving us a route in to what could be done about it and possible interventions. We found that as you get older, your levels of stress hormones roughly stay the same, but your levels of another hormone called DHEA drops. And it's that balance. If you've got more cortisol and not enough DHEA, your immune system doesn't seem to work as well and your well-being is lower. So one of the ways this could go is in the future, perhaps looking at supplementation with DHEA to try and boost people's immunity at critical periods, like when they've had a hip fracture or if they've had a recent bereavement. Another thing that we'd really like to do is we're understanding how stress can impact your health in this way. What can we actually do about the stress itself? Can we help people find different ways of getting support for stress or find different ways of coping with it? And that's a different route that you could take in terms of interventions.
So the future could see some kind of medication or supplementation?
Yeah, I think so.
Come out quite soon.
I think it would be really good if it complemented other therapies as well, like psychological therapies such as bereavement counselling, stress reduction, stress management. I mean, in terms of just generally, what could you do about these issues of ageing and health? Even though we're showing that it's stress actually affects your vaccination response, it's still important to go and get your vaccinations.
Right.
And in terms of your stress levels, what we seem to be showing is that having support, so having a supportive family or friends, having some sort of support network can help you deal, you know, with what life throws at you. And there's lots of factors that can affect your immune system, such as the amount of sleep that you get and the type of diet that you have. So a lot of our interventions would almost be common sense in some ways in terms of just trying to improve healthy behaviours like exercise, which can also improve levels of hormones that are important to your immune system naturally, as well as intervening perhaps more medically.
And knowing what you know, has that made a difference to your lifestyle?
I'd like to say yes. I do try and reduce my stress levels. It is difficult. I think the important thing is trying to find a balance and, you know, all things in moderation and making sure that you try and stay away from things that are less healthy for your general immune system, like alcohol, and move towards positive behaviours like exercise and being calm in the face of stress.
Easier said than done sometimes.
Definitely.
And with Britain's population getting increasingly older, all this work's going to only become more and more important.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really developing. I think people are catching on to the idea that ageing is something that's not going to go away and is an issue that we need to deal with.
We'd all probably say that we'd like to live a long life, but it's more important perhaps to live with good quality of life.
Yeah, have good years of the years that you have, definitely.
Dr. Anna Phillips, thank you very much.
Thanks.
This podcast and others in the series are available on the Ideas Lab website, www.ideaslabuk.com. On the website, you can find out how to email us with comments, questions, or suggestions for future topics for the podcast. There's also information on the free support Ideas Lab has to offer to TV and radio producers, new media producers, and journalists. The interviewer for the Ideas Lab Predictor podcast was Lucy Vernal, and the producer was Andy Tootell.